Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Soft, no, soft.
That was
with the capital or lowercase. Okay.
A lot of soft debate going on there. I know what soft means. Oh boy. Interesting discussion on the Gilbert Arenas podcast with Brandon Jennings.
Sure.
I love Brandon Jennings, by the way. I'm a big Brandon Jennings fan. Brandon Jennings.
Maybe you've forgotten about him. He was a good player for a while.
You probably did. To be fair, I bet most people did forget about Brandon Jennings. What I liked about Brandon Jennings is he came around at a time. Mm-hmm. Let me do a little history lesson real quick. He came around at a time where they had changed the rule. You couldn't go from high school to the pros. Mm-hmm. So there was a stretch there where guys were going like crazy. Like you know, LeBron and
Garnett,
Dwight
Kobe.
Howard, Sebastian Telfair, yep. Like a million guys. Then all of a sudden, Brandon Jennings, one of the best high school players in the country, was probably going to do that, even though he was a little guy. He was going to do that. They were like, no, you can't do that. You got to go to college. Like, not going to college. Got to go play in, like, Rome. So he went and played, I think, in Rome for a full year and then came back, got drafted, and didn't get drafted super high.
Lottery pick.
I think a lottery pick, but, like, not, like, right at the top. And he was awesome for a couple of years with the Bucks, and then he was just, like, done.
Was he the one that blew the layup when he was on the Bucks, or was that Brandon Knight? Like to beat a team to go or to go to overtime?
That might have been Brandon Knight.
A breakaway layup.
I think it was probably Brandon Knight.
Look, Brandon Jennings doesn't have the basketball resume of Jason Tatum.
What about Brevin Knight?
But he had, I hate it. I couldn't stand Brandon Knight at Stanford.
Brandon Jennings was third in the rookie of the year in 2010.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of like, he had like 4 or 5 good years and then he was done. But anyway.
I think he scored like 55 early on in his career.
But his point is.
Yeah, he doesn't have
the. Jason Tatum's soft.
Yeah, he doesn't have the basketball resume of Jason Tatum. He wasn't that player, but he's a good player if you forgot about him. He's on the Gilbert Arenas podcast and he didn't just call Tatum soft.
No.
He called Tatum the softest superstar in Celtics history.
Pause. How many?
First of all, gross.
First of all, how do you know?
Yeah.
Second of all, what qualifies as a superstar with the Celtics? I would think there's only like 6.
Right.
Like if you're talking like Bill Russell.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do a little harder or softer. One of my favorite games.
Good. Yeah.
Harder
yeah.
or softer? Bill
show,
Russell.
Game show music. Harder or softer? Bill Russell than Tatum?
Bill Russell harder.
Bill Russell definitely.
We should
harder.
Probably change how we play the game. We should probably. What about Bob Cousy? Harder. Softer.
These days?
No. Then. Prime, like prime Kuz.
Tatum might be tougher than the Kuz.
I don't know. You see Kuz dribble around everybody?
Yeah, all right handed. You know why he dribbled around in a circle? Because he only dribbled with his right hand.
Oh, there's no threes then. You had to do a little bit more dribbling.
I gotta be honest, I don't know on that
one. Like Larry Bird?
Yeah, Bird for sure.
Oh, Bird hard.
Yeah.
Like who are the other guys? Like who would you even like,
Pierce? What do you mean? Who's the other guys?
Pierce Garnett?
They're both harder. Much harder.
Although, as much as I love Garnett, and I wouldn't say this to his face.
Fake hard?
I definitely wouldn't say that to his face. Kind of only picked on Zaza Pachulia, right? Like, he didn't really go after the other, like, big dogs out there.
Yeah. He went after Carmelo.
He didn't go after the other big dogs out there. Mm-hmm. You ever see Carmelo run from a fight?
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah,
every single time.
Yeah.
And I'm a Carmelo fan.
I would be a Carmelo in a fight.
I would
be running from it. I just don't want
to
see
it. There was one at the Garden, I think, Madison Square Garden, right? Where like a guy got in his face. He took like a fallaway punch and then ran 90 feet. Like he literally ran away. But anyway, it's one of those things where you're like, all right, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But it's a weird kind of, it's a weird burn the year after winning a title.
Uh-huh.
Because that would be something you would say before he wins a title, and you're like, maybe this is one of the reasons why he hasn't. I mean, now, Tatum did hear it.
Here's the thing. We just did the list. I think Jennings is right, but you're right. The real story is Tatum heard it and answered.
And then he took he went to Instagram, and he did the thing where you like capitalize some letters, lower others, that
like,
one.
I think of like the SpongeBob.
SpongeBob,
yeah.
So he did softest superstar in Celtic history with a cry emoji, and Is this the one? Did Turp find the one with Carmelo?
Melo's running.
Yeah, you like Denver. Look at him. Backpedal. You'll see him in here in a second. Right? Yeah, there the paint he goes. Seems like, hold me back. Hold me back. Can tackle him, please. So then it was just like a highlight reel of Tatum like crossing up the Denver Nuggets and scoring. And everyone's like liking it and everything else. But on there, Brandon Jennings, I think, responded like, oh, that's the guy. That's what I was looking for.
That's the energy I want. Something like that. Yeah, I mean,
like that's the energy? An Instagram post? Isn't that soft?
That's a loser. So thank you. This is what I was going to say.
They're both soft.
Like, Jennings, like, that's a loser post by you to be like, yeah.
Oh, I called you out, but yeah.
Good Instagram post.
Yeah.
Like, you loser.
Like, that doesn't.
But
if he was really hard, he wouldn't even be on Instagram.
Tatum made his point. People are like, yeah, get him, Jason. Yeah. No.
I know.
He heard the criticism on Gilbert Arenas' podcast from, by Tatum standards.
I also was a big Gilbert Arenas fan.
Me too. I like Gilbert Arenas. Together. But by Tatum standards, he heard the criticism from a nobody.
Yeah.
Brandon Jennings is a nobody.
Well, yeah.
We just had to explain his resume to listeners in Boston. To Tatum, Brandon Jennings is a nobody.
I was a fan, though.
And it's on the Gilbert Arenas podcast. And it's out of nowhere. And you could just ignore it, or you could be a giant softy, pay attention to it, amplify it,
yeah,
and put a little video of your highlights.
Yeah.
Like, Jason Tatum, you're better than Brandon Jennings. You are soft.
But also, the way the league is, you can be.
Yeah.
Like, isn't Durant?
Correct.
Yeah.
It works for Tatum. Like, they won. It works for Tatum. And now, to me, it's just more of am I a fan of Tatum's approach? And we talked about this clapping back at Steve Kerr when Steve Kerr was in the building. And he was soft and meek about it, and that is how Tatum is. Non-confrontational,
but
soft, meek. I think Jennings is right, but
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't seem to matter.
Tatum responding to it does kind of prove Jennings' point, though.
Yeah, a little bit. But then, they all had just bad answers to each other. And then Jennings is like, that's good. It's like, is it? So, yeah. But that's also how the NBA turns, mm-hmm. right? Like, these guys, like, that is something that would ruffle their feathers. It's also one of the reasons why, like, Kendrick Perkins is, like, no longer around the Garden, because he would actually criticize the team, and all the teammates were like, wait, you can't say anything bad about these guys.
Yeah, you know what's a badass thing to do? Banish Perk from your duck boat. You know what's a badass thing to do?
Yeah.
Respond on Instagram to a nothing comment from Brandon Jennings. Or at least a comment from a nothing. I shouldn't call it a nothing comment.
Santo's catching strays on the text line about all this talk. We didn't even bring him up. You don't need to text that in.
Well, I think, you know what, Keith?
Yeah.
First day of the winter book, harder or softer. That's a game we can bring back.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
An organic game.
You know, we break out the big guns on the first day.